New translation making it as fresh as the day it was written. Drama on 3, Sunday night at 8:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, the time now is 11 o'clock and it's time for tonight's edition of Late Junction, presented once again by Max Reinhardt.
Around midnight tonight, you can hear this month's Late Junction session, which promises to produce hitherto unheard-of musical fusions and forms, since it features Tunde Jegede on cello and kora, Yazid Fentazi on oud, and Finn Peters on tenor sax, flute, and electronic bits and pieces. But there is much music before that, not least this slice of Gambang Kromong, another fascinating and wild musical hybrid. Jazz and gamelan are borne aloft by Chinese fiddles, trumpets, Hawaiian guitars, sideblown flutes, melodic gongs and assorted percussion. It was once perceived as the hippest music of all amongst urban Indonesians, but that was back in the colonial days of the 1930s on the fringes of Jakarta. These days, it mostly only surfaces at Chinese-Indonesian weddings and, of course, here on Late Junction.
Thank you.
Stambul Bila, a piece in the old but gold style of Gamban Kromong, performed by the Gamban Kromong Slendang Betawi of Kampung Gusti, North Jakarta. You could hear that it was definitely a musical child born from jazz and gamelan parents, but the surreal stream of consciousness quality of lyrics will not have surfaced for English speakers. Try this translated extract. A funny thing about trains, they're so long, but there's no horse. A funny thing about my sweetheart, he walks past again and again. Well, that's probably good preparation for what is to follow. A track from the new album from the Mekons. It's their 26th album in their 34 years of Mekonatry, and it's called Ancient and Modern, 1911 to 2011. Here's a puzzling tale of coal, strikes and family intrigue. Ugly Bethesda. Green Fields by sci-fi synth-pop duo Ford and Lopatin. It's a bit like an Eno miniature, I'd say. Time now for the final track of the week from the Traddy Mods vs. Rockers album. Here's what Berlin dubmeister Mark Onestus did when it came to reworking a track from Kanono No. 1. Masikulu Dub. We'll be right back. Ophelion One by Sonamble, the Live Meets Digital Improvisation project set up by London-based electronic musician Conor Curran. I'm Max Reinhardt. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and in about half an hour, it's time for this month's Late Junction session, which brings together Tunde Jegede, Finn Peters and Yazid Fentazi, Kora, sax, oud, and, well, we'll see what other instruments they bring into the studio with them. Last week, I played Rubaiyat, a song by Ghalib and Ali, which set some of the quatrains of Omar Khayyam, the great 11th century Persian poet, philosopher and scientist, to music. Here's a quatrain from Khayyam's Rapture, sung by Alireza Gobani from Iran and Dursef Hamdani from Tunisia, with music composed by Ali Gamzari. Bring the pure wine of love and freedom. But sir, a tornado is coming. More wine. We'll teach this storm a thing or two about whirling.
Thank you. هستی سلامت میکنه پنهان پیامت میکنه مستی سلامت میکنه پنهان پیامت میکنه آن کو دلش را بردی جان را غلامت میکنه آن کو دلش را بردی جان را غلامت میکنه ای نیز کرده حسرام بشنو سلام من اسرام هستی که هر دو دست را آورد دامت میکنه
Flower by Keeley Forsyth. I was sent the track out of the blue, and the quality of her singing and the sound of what could be a coffee machine hooked me. Keeley has since emailed me and explained that it's a song from an album she's currently working on, a collaboration with Louise Benetovitz. She's playing the coffee machine and all other forms of accompaniment. The album apparently is going to be called The Fox, and it's been inspired by their work on a play about D.H. Lawrence that was written by Tennessee Williams. I hope that's comprehensible, she adds. Kind of. And so to Joni Mitchell.
Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came a ringing up like Christmas bells and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on the day and we'll wear it till the night was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and a rainbow on the wall. The red, green and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Oh, won't you stay, we'll put on a day, there's a sun show every second. Of today, and the streets are paved with passers-by, and pigeons fly, and papers lie waiting to blow away. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl of oranges too, and the sun poured in like butterscotch and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay, we'll put on a day, and we'll talk in present tenses. When the curtain closes and the rainbow runs away, I will bring you incense owls by night, by candlelight, by jewel light, if only you will stay. Pretty baby, won't you wake up, it's a Chelsea morning.
Thank you.
Final solo from Alina Ibragimova for the week. There she was performing the fuga from Bach's Sonata No. 2 in A minor, one of his transcendent works for solo violin. We're getting very close to the Lake Junction session now, but first, here's another solo performance. It's from the 1957 album Thelonious Monk with John Coltrane, recorded while Monk was engaged in a six-month stay at New York's legendary Five Spot in 1957 with his quartet of the time, which included John Coltrane. Strangely enough, that iconic quartet only plays on half the tracks on the album. And this epic Monk solo, Functional, is one of the other glories of the album. Coltrane said, "Working with Monk brought me close to a musical architect of the highest order. I would talk to Monk about musical problems, and he would sit at the piano and show me the answers by playing them. I could watch him play and find out the things I wanted to know. Also, I could see a lot of things that I didn't know about at all."
Thank you. Thank you.
Thelonious Monk playing a Monk composition. Functional. Let's leave Monk with these words from Steve Lacy, a soprano saxophonist who played with him. Monk has got his own poetry, and you've got to get the fragrance of it. Now it's time for the Lake Junction session, recorded last week at Maid of Ale Studios. It brings together a lot of possibilities. Tunde Jegede on cello and kora, Yazid Fentazi on oud, and Finn Peters on tenor sax, flute and electronics. West African music, contemporary classical, Algerian and Middle Eastern, jazz, electronica. It's going to be fascinating to see what music emerges. Let's find out. Well, three musicians who are well known to me, but I don't think you've met each other before, have you, gentlemen?
No,
it was the first time.
So we have Finn Peters.
Hello, good evening.
On flute and sax and...
Bits and bobs.
And bits and bobs. And Tunde Jegede on cello and kora.
Yep.
And Yazid Fantazi on oud.
Yep.
Which you're sometimes using in a very percussive way.
Well, to fill a gap.
To fill a gap. Are you saying they couldn't send out for any percussion instruments? Well, you know, there is a budget. Anyway, so you've done one piece, which we've just heard. Is there a title?
Maghreb.
Yeah, Maghreb, that's good. Yeah.
I came up with that when we just heard it back.
Yeah.
I think that's true, because Yazid's oud was kind of at the front of that. Did you feel that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did you put it together? Did you start with the oud melody?
Yeah, I mean, everybody starts playing something and then we listen to each other. And then one starts something, find another part, and I find another part. And then we decide how to structure in a very quick way.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of working,
yeah.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's basically getting ideas together on the fly very quickly. So you have to keep things fairly simple, but that can be really effective, I think, in this sort of situation.
And also, I like the way that you kept letting each other in, so that sort of there was the oud in the middle, and then suddenly there was the flute, and then there was a glimmer more of kora, and then suddenly the kora had the centre of it. I really like that piece.
Yes. Thank you.
No, thank you. So what's next? How would you describe this next piece that we're about to hear?
The next piece was a piece with saxophone, oud and kora. And it was centered more around Finn's idea, some of the melodies that Finn came up or brought in to trigger that one. So it starts in a different way.
And also went into more of a sort of 680 feel. There's no title yet.
No title. Oh,
what were we going to call it? Jega Yaz.
Jega Yaz. All right, well, whatever it's called, let's hear it. Thank you.
So were you a bit worried about coming together with those three melodic instruments?
Yeah, I definitely was trying to hear the sound in my head before coming along to the session and thinking perhaps that because we're three melodic lead instruments, largely monophonic, that the lines might get in the way of each other, but actually panned out really well. And it seems, like you said earlier on, that the melodies are being passed around and there's quite a lot of sharing of the lines, and it seems to have worked out really well.
Do you think that you all rely on the cora?
Relied on the core, well, relied on both, for the rhythm, definitely.
Myself and I were playing melody, I was relying, because it's the only instrument that was playing the rhythm, actually. To put the note inside the rhythm.
I mean, I think for me, I knew that the oud and kora would work. I was confident in that, and then I played with flute melodic things before, so I was confident in how that could work.
But for this third tune, there is no kora, is there?
Indeed. No, the third tune is for cello, flute and oud. Yeah, we went somewhere else, I think, with the last tune.
And I heard you say, hey, that sounds a bit like Umu Sangare. And there is something very Manding about this, even though there's no kora in it.
Yeah, more Wasulu, actually. Yeah. More the Wasulu, yeah. the tradition on the cello. I was drawing more from like the Riti Goje, kind of that phraseology on the cello, which I think lends itself closer to the language of the oud.
And you're playing a lot of wooden sounds on the oud on this, aren't you? Percussive.
Yeah.
Pure percussion.
Yeah. Oud is already, you know, like a piece of wood, actually. Oud, it means wood. And because we are three of us, all of them are melodic, sometimes we try to support each other by playing percussion. And he was trying different to play songs. Bass on the cello, and was solo.
Well, let me just say, I think you've made a great sound between you, and I'd love to hear more of it. We're going to hear one more track, but maybe a tour.
Yeah,
a tour.
That'd be great, yeah.
Well, hope someone's listening out there who can put a tour together. Okay, so with Finn Peters on flute, and this time Tunde Jegre on cello, and Yazip Fentazi on oud, this is, what are you going to call it? Untitled piece.
You know, to be honest, I think on my side, it's very easy to compose a tune, but to find the name, this is it's hard. It's
a much more difficult task.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to everyone involved for making that session so outrageously fine. And thanks particularly to the musicians Tunde Jegedi, Yazid Fentazi and Finn Peters. For full details about the session and all the other music I'm playing tonight, just get online and check the Late Junction homepage, where you'll find the playlist, and also you'll be able to download the podcast of that session for 28 days from tomorrow, and even listen again to this programme over the next 7 days. Lightning Slim was raised in Baton Rouge and brought a whole laid-back Louisiana swamp feel to the blues boogie, though you can hear that John Lee Hooker was a key inspiration. You can also hear that, in turn, he was one of Captain Beefheart's musical mentors. Just made 21.
Folks, I remember when I was a little boy, I was wishing that I'd hurry up and get to be a man, so I could go out and have myself a little boogie-woogie. So now I done got to be a man and made 21. Baby, you know I'm gonna go out and have myself some fun. So I slipped off from home one night and I walked into a place. Folks, I tell you, they were really having a time. I say yes, peoples, say y'all really having a ball. Yes, I know. Well, let's jump a while. It got so good to me, folks, I like to overstay my time. And when I got home, I heard Mama just a-fussing at Papa, telling Papa, said, look, old man, you got to stop Lightning from coming here this time of morning. I heard Papa tell Mama, that boy now is full grown and done made 21. And you got to let him go out and have himself a little fun now. Folks, that made me feel so good. I went back boogie-woogie just the same. Yes, and I stayed all night, too. Yeah. Well, let's boogie a while. That's the way I like it. Horse is getting good to me.
Thank you.
Collective Resonance, by Seattle composer Nat Evans, complete with a chorus of waving tree branches at the end there. And that brings us almost to the end of Late Junction for tonight, and for this week. Fiona Talkington will be here next week, and I'll be back in November. Thanks very much to producers Philip Tagney and Olwyn Fisher. And thanks to you for listening. I'll leave you tonight with Plain Song from Nancy Wallace and Jason Steele and their Wallace Steele group. Good night.
This is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. Hello, I'm John Shea, and across the next couple of hours I'm featuring a recital that Janine Janssen and Catherine Stott gave at LSO St Luke's in London in May 2008. Poulenc admitted that he was more comfortable writing for wind instruments than for strings. He'd already destroyed two previous violin sonatas before composing this one in 1942-43 in memory of the Spanish poet Federico García Lorca. Even then, he wrote, "What difficulty I had in trying to express my passion for Lorca in musical terms. My sonata for violin and piano, dedicated to his memory, is very mediocre, Poulenc." Well, here are Janine Janssen and Catherine Stott to prove him wrong. Thank you.
Thank you.